And we are back with your news here for this hour with Tate Cervantes. And we will be right here with the weather, with the news. Bay City police are asking for the public's help in finding 16-year-old Juliana Chambers, who was reported missing early Thursday morning on December 11th. Investigators believe she left her home in Bay City sometime late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Chambers is described as a white female, about 5 feet 3 inches tall, weighing roughly 101 pounds, with dark brown hair and blue eyes. Authorities say she may have traveled outside of Michigan. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to contact Officer Kaner with Bay City Public Safety at 989-892-9551. And President Donald Trump's top cabinet officials overseeing national security are expected back on Capitol Hill today as questions mount over the swift escalation of U.S. military force and deadly boat strikes in international waters near Venezuela. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and others are set to brief House and Senate members investigating a military strike in September that killed two survivors of an initial attack on a boat allegedly carrying cocaine. Like legal experts say it could have been a war crime or murder. On the eve of the hearings, the United States military announced 3 more boat attacks, killing 8 more people. And in Berlin, the latest rounds of talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. envoys have ended as Kyiv faces Washington's pressure to swiftly accept a U.S.-brokered peace deal in the face of an increasingly assertive Moscow. Ukraine's lead negotiator said real progress had been achieved at Monday's talks in Berlin, with President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as European officials. The talks lasted roughly 90 minutes and followed a 5-hour session Sunday. The U.S. government said in a social media post on Witkoff's account after Sunday's meeting that a lot of progress was made. And that was your news for this hour, and we will be right back with your weather.